Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everyone. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, and we are going to put a very important and educational spotlight on the Southwest this day, and actually a very important spotlight for our listeners all over the country, because I promise you this show will improve your environmental IQ, no doubt about it. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And I just want to comment that people have been coming up to me in different places here and in Phoenix and even some around the country and telling me that they love listening to my podcasts. And I can tell you, as a podcaster, nothing makes me happier. We do these shows because they're important, they're on purpose, they're intentional, and we want to make the best opportunity for our guest message. So when you say you listened and you enjoyed it, it is appreciated and it is always passed on. So today we're going to find out about what lies within. Doesn't that sound so cryptic? What lies within your walls, within your air ducts, maybe even within your inner sanctum or your man cave or whatever it is, could be making you or someone you love sick. And that is not an exaggeration at all. It is the truth spoken into word, as I like to say. So here to share with us for the next 30 minutes is how I came to be such a lover and admirer and respecter of what lies within. I have the dynamic duo in studio of the HVAC world, and I mean HVAC world. Please join me in welcoming our two in-studio guests, Gary Gibson and Tim Sibley from Russet Southwest. And Russet Southwest is one of the oldest and most highly regarded and respected HVAC companies in the Southwest. They are supporters of and believers in the Mrs. Green's World mission, for which I am extremely grateful. And I've been looking forward to the show for months. I may be far too relaxed. We'll see how these guys do. But I'm wanting to share their passion, their knowledge, and their commitment to finding out what lies within for all of you, because you never know what's making you sick. Gary and Tim, welcome to Mrs. Green's World and Down to Earth.
Thank you for having
Thank you, Gina.
All right, here's my stump question. It's the only one you'll get. What does HVAC stand for? Some people don't know.
Tim, take it.
All right, HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Like, seriously, it rolls off people's tongue, and you don't know what it is. Heating, ventilation, air conditioning. Okay. So is it okay with you guys if I just tell a brief story about how we got connected? I'm going to tell the first part, and then, Gary, it's all about you because you're the one. So there's a wonderful person who I call Megan Reagan who does my hair. I call it plant and botanically based altered, not dyed, at Vervet Lifestyle Salons. They use Aveda products. And she was sick a lot. And Gary also gets his hair not botanically based altered, just cut and styled by Megan Reagan. Right. There's no dye in this man's hair, trust me. Tell us a little bit about her story. And she doesn't mind. She loves that I tell it so that hopefully it makes other people aware of what could be making them sick.
Well, Reagan seemed to miss at least 2 days of work every week. She was always feeling sick. She was about to have a sinus operation, and she was telling me all about it, and I said, well, why don't you let us come in and test your home and see if we can help you out? So we went in, we tested her home, we assessed our findings, and we came up with a custom solution to properly ventilate, pressure manage, and filter the air in her home. Since that time, she has not missed any more work. She was able to cancel her surgery, and she's a very happy person ever since.
Yes, and I can attest to that. I mean, she was going to have surgery, and she was really sick.
Yes.
Not a drama queen. She's just a dear friend and amazing. And think of all the things you said. What did you do?
We addressed the ventilation.
Ventilation, okay.
The pressure management.
which we'll have to find out what that is.
And the filtration.
Okay. So, Tim, let's see if we can stump Tim. What's pressure management?
So there's different pressures in our homes. It could be positive or negative. And those pressures, basically by temperature differences, they're the driving factor of what's going on in our house. If your home is too negative, you could be sucking in a lot of the bad particles, which I'm sure we'll get into at some point of this, or gases or things that are in the outdoor air. And we know our outdoor air is not the greatest. We know from different studies, which I'm sure we'll get more into that. But we're pulling those things into our homes, trapping them into our homes a lot of times. Things we cannot see, but they're there, and they're affecting our body and our health. And that was definitely the case with Reagan, or Megan Reagan.
Megan Reagan. But you actually found something in her home as well, right? Wasn't there something growing that did lie within?
There was bacteria growing in her ductwork.
I mean, people... Doesn't that just creep you out as a listener? It creeped me out. Like, I don't want bacteria growing in my ductwork. It just sounds very invasive, and I don't want anything to do with that happening. And what shocks me, and I have a story from yesterday. I was at the Women's Foundation luncheon, and a very dear friend of mine named Alba told me she's been sick, and she had surgery on her sinuses. She said it was the most painful surgery ever. She's not a drama queen, and guess what? She's sick again, and it's driving her crazy. So guess who's going to be going to see her? I said, have I got the answer for you? The dynamic duo will come in and see. And it's not a silver bullet. There could be real allergens in the air that are making her sick, but at least she will be able to eliminate that. Do you guys agree?
We agree.
It's really, yes. Really important. Okay, so I know it's important to get your filters changed, and thank God I have Mr. Green. Get your air ducts cleaned out and those things. What should people do as a matter of course? I call it prevention in the prevention area. As a matter of course, it can save you on energy. So what do you recommend as a normal get your tune-up in the house?
Routine maintenance on your heating and air conditioning equipment is very important. If you maintain it properly, it definitely will consume less electricity, and which is good for the environment also. Also, you want to make sure you keep your filters clean. One way to remember to clean your filters is every time you get your electric bill, if you check your filters or clean your filters, then you'll be right on top of it.
Yeah, you should see a difference, or it shouldn't go up.
Should not go
right,
up.
Right, should not go up because...
And utility costs are going up.
Yes.
That we know.
Guaranteed. Everything's going
yes.
up. Tim, when you talked about the air quality indoor and outdoor, isn't it true that your home can actually be too sealed, so you're trapping things inside? Do you look at that as well?
Yes, that's been a problem with the newer construction. They've made homes a lot more energy efficient.
They're sealed.
But they've kind of forgot. We get back to that HVAC. You got the heating, the air conditioning, and we kind of have missed that V, the ventilation part, and that's very important. So you can have the tightest, most energy efficient home, and it could be a home that's making you truly sick because of it's becoming a petri dish. It's just trapping everything in. The humidity stays higher in the home. That's why you have things like mold and bacteria that could be growing and creating more health issues. Yeah, you're saving money on your utilities, but what is it costing you in your health and well-being and your comfort?
And your kids. I mean, when I interview people, even from the Department of Environmental Quality, people from Tucson Medical Center, asthma rates for children are over the top. They're getting to be towards epidemic. So I want you to talk about the normal course of what you guys do when you come in to people call you up and say, I want my filters changed, whatever. What's the normal? And at what point do you do a deeper look or a deeper dive? Is that requested? Is it observed? What's your way to approach the consumer on that?
Well, we've kind of blended it in with all of our
yes, it's a hybrid
that we do. Yeah, so like if someone calls us and say, hey, I want an AC replacement. We go out and we do some very technical testing on the home.
Right.
And we do test things like their ventilation needs and their measure particulates in the air. And if we see any issues in the house, we're going to address that. A lot of homes don't meet even basic code standards, and we try to at least bring them up to that minimum code standard.
So what's a code standard?
A code standard is set by the jurisdictions, but set by a national organization.
Got it. For air quality?
Not for air quality.
Okay.
For construction quality.
Got
it. With no consideration in reality to health.
Great.
So
sleep tight. Your home may be making you sick. There's my sixth sense of humor.
So just because you have a code-compliant home does not mean you have a healthy home.
Okay. So you know. And I know, like, we do work with the Department of Environmental Quality, with Pima Association of Governments, and all of that. And they send out air quality alerts. What are some of the things, if you guys do know this, and I think you do, that can come in from outside? Like, I was surprised to learn that you can actually track lead into your home, and it's on the ground. So that comes in the home. It's not because it's blowing in the wind. But what kind of things are out there that you want to make sure you're getting out of your home or they're not lying within?
One of the things that is tracked by EPA, and we're very fortunate in the Tucson Valley here, they have several monitoring stations.
Yes.
And they track the different particulates in the air. And different gases and contaminants will attach to particulates and be transferred through the air. The winds move the particulates, and some days they're much higher than others. But what is outside will end up inside your home. And
it can hurt.
And it can definitely hurt. We definitely test and monitor those things in the home.
Are things to be considered, like, for the consumer, can you actually be bringing things in yourself? Like, I'm, of course, Mrs. Green. You guys know that. It's not your big newsflash here on the air. But we did our best to eliminate all chemicals that you breathe in. And you know, harsh chemicals that we were cleaning with because it felt so good. All those little bubbles in the toilet and air fresheners and their chemicals. Is that something that you look at?
Yes. And I'm pleased to say when we tested your home, your VOCs were undetectable.
Volatile organic compounds, but it was not without pain. Let's give full disclosure, because he looked at me and said, Gina, I thought you got rid of all those harsh chemicals in your home. And I went, oh, you're kidding me. He goes, yes, I'm kidding you. You got an A+ on that one. So we felt pretty darn good about that. So you do the normal testing, but you've incorporated, you have a wonderful brochure that you can give people about healthy homes, My Healthy Homes. I thought I had it memorized, so I don't have it right in front of me, but it's very educational and thoroughly describes what you have to offer, and most importantly, why it matters. The reason why I was so excited about this show is because I run across people in my everyday life, read articles, read studies about how many people are getting sick. And as you know, I called you guys when I found this out. My friend Julia Strange from TMC gave me a report from the Pima County Health Department, third cause of fatalities in Pima County, upper respiratory. So it's a serious, it's a death threat if you're prone to it and going to get sick.
And it wasn't just one disease in the upper respiratory. It was multiple types of diseases that got in the lungs, probably from the particulates in the air and the toxics that were attached to them.
And it can it be things, and I want to talk about what I call the mega machine, the super machine that you have, that's something to be really proud of and I want to shout out about. But can it be things, and can you detect things like, we got a couch, and the couch was off-gassing. And because we have cleaned out the air quality in our home, it was making James and I very nauseous. I mean, we had to keep the windows open no matter what because it's treated. And I didn't even think to ask about it. So can you find out things like that?
Yes, and that probably was formaldehyde coming out of the couch.
Who wants to be I know. And I'm like, I said to James, why didn't I, Mrs. Green did not do her own homework. And it was really, it was very uncomfortable for several weeks.
You have to also remember you're a human being and you probably loved that couch when you saw it.
Oh, do I love it even now, especially now that the formaldehyde is gone. But formaldehyde off gases. And if you have any type of sensitivity to it, it can make you really sick.
Very sick.
Why do they put formaldehyde on couches?
It's a very inexpensive component of most types of manufacturing of many, many things.
And it's in furniture. I mean, all of these, it's on drapes.
It's in almost every product that's manufactured.
So, you know, it's a cheap filler and someone is making a lot of money selling it. Isn't that, I'm sounding a little jaded. What did you want to add, Tim?
Well, just the day and age we live in, it's hard to get away from chemicals 100%. That's what's so important about what we do. We can, you were bringing those things in your house, but we can help you ventilate those things, filtrate those things through the pressure management and ventilation systems, better filters, and keep those things from building up or being trapped in your home. So that's really what's important, that long-term exposure to those things. That's what's going to have an adverse effect on our health. Normal people, some people have higher or lower tolerances to those things, but the majority of people, we just live with these things continually for long periods of time, and then as we get older, our health is deteriorating, and it could be because of these things we've been trapping in our homes.
Watch it as we get older. There's those kids that are sick that have asthma too, you know.
Yeah.
But anything that happens to me now, I think, oh my gosh, it's the gateway to getting older. It's our culture.
Yeah.
So I'm getting younger next year.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing to remember about your home, if it isn't ventilated properly and you don't have effective results from that and efficient filtering, and you don't control the pressures in your home, you cannot control the contaminants.
So give us, if you can, a couple of ideas of what might be going on in someone physically that they would say, I listened to this show and I'm going to call Russ at Southwest, which is what I hope happens because I want people to be healthy. There's people I love that I have referred to you who have things going on with them in their bodies that make them hurt. So what kinds of things, why should they call the Dynamic Duo?
Headaches, fatigue.
Headaches.
You know, when you're just not, you know,
yes.
Sometimes we're like, hey, I just don't feel right. I just don't feel good. Or a lot of people, we hear a lot of people, they say they feel better when they're outdoors than when they're in their home.
Great.
That's a
one.
Big sign. Hey, if I feel better outside and I feel horrible when I get home, maybe I should get my home checked out.
What about this? You know, now I'm making you into doctors to diagnose this. Okay, sorry, you can do a disclaimer. But, you know, like sometimes in people's homes when I spend the night, they're, and this is family members, they get up and they sneeze all morning, okay? And then it's over. Is that more likely to be allergies or could it be something in their house that just triggers it when they get up? Any thoughts?
It actually could be either one.
Okay. Okay.
And remember, allergies from pollens are carried in from outside, and if your house isn't ventilated properly and filtered properly, the pollens and what makes you allergic build up in your home. Your home is a container.
It is. And in Tucson, Arizona, we are dreading, as a family, sealing our container. And it's going to happen soon. I ask Alexa every other day, what's the 10-day weather forecast? Because we literally close the windows, pull most of the shades down, and they stay closed until, if we're lucky, sometime in September. Lately, it's been October. But, I mean, it gets really hot here, and you can't open the house up because then the intense heat, which starts about 6 a.m., pulls in. So we live in containers in the Southwest.
The nice thing about a custom indoor air quality system designed for your home by Russet Southwest is you never have to worry about whether you open your home up or you don't open your home up. You will always have good quality indoor air.
it matters so much to me. It was a gift that Megan Reagan gave us when she connected the two of us. She kept saying, "You two have to get together. You talk about a lot about the same things." Yeah. So, do you feel comfortable, or are you able to talk about? People are thinking about costs. Everything costs. So if you come in and do, like, just your regular hybrid of an inspection, what is the range of costs for things like that? And I'm sure it's standard and high quality, but what are we talking about for an expense for people?
The more and more testing we do, and please understand, we've been testing homes in Tucson since the mid-1990s.
Right, and so I just found out about it, and I'm telling everybody.
Technology has improved greatly since we started testing. And just in the last year, we've been able to acquire much more technical equipment of laboratory quality, where we can do a much better job of testing and a much more accurate job. And what we've found out is if we test a home for the basics, which we're going to call that our new standard test.
Right.
Then the performance test after we do any repairs or enhancement to the home is where we will document in the performance test all the known contaminants of concern we have here in Tucson as to what their levels are after we've done our work.
Okay, so that's a really good answer, because there isn't a standard. You have to really look deeper. And what I want to say to that is, whatever it is, I like to change the paradigm of thinking. Like, people say, I can't afford organic vegetables. And I'm like, how many lattes did you get this week? And it could be $40. I'm like, yeah, you could afford organic strawberries.
Yes.
And it's not a criticism. It had a shift for me. Oh my gosh, they're so much more expensive. But remove some things from one budget line and do it in another. And for this one, it is really making people sick. This is not hyperbole on my part. So invest in your health and maybe spend a lot less money at the doctor.
Correct.
Agreed? So, okay.
Agreed.
Tell us about the laboratory quality, I call it the mega machine, that you got. And why did you want to take a deeper cut? It's stuff that you found out about people and you cared more.
Yes, and actually it was getting to meet you, and you sort of drove us in that direction.
I love that he's saying that, people. This is not a paid announcement.
No, it isn't. And you made us more aware that we should do a more comprehensive job, and it's only thanks to new technology that we're able to do it.
Right.
And we were fortunate enough to be able to afford to be able to do it. And we're able to actually, for example, bad ozone is one of our concerns in Tucson.
Right.
Bad ozone is not around year-round. And I compare bad ozone to vegetable soup.
Okay.
You know,
perfect. Yes.
It takes different toxic chemicals in the air, which come from industry, come from automobiles, and it takes them at a certain level and a certain mixture. Then you have to add heat to it.
Got it. Yes.
And
cook the soup.
You cook the soup. And if you know that you can keep the components of the soup from building up in your home, then the Arizona sun does not cause a bad ozone in your home.
I mean, it's just, that's a really great, it's something you really can put your head around, and it cooks. And I mean, I have to give a shout out, Beth Gorman at DEQ, when we did the Sustainable Living Forum with you guys, people had lots of questions for her because she does air quality alerts. And you're right, they're constantly monitoring. And people in that group wanted to know, where are those things? So you invested in the machines. And, you know, I'm going to share with this because it won't be your last time on Mrs. Green's World podcast. After the show, we're going to walk around our house. I think it's really important for me and for Mr. Green, a.k.a. James, to walk the walk. So we've had inspections by TEP. We have where we have not had a water audit yet, where our water bill is so low that it's not a big trigger. But we had you guys come in and then come back when the new machinery came, and you said you're going to walk us around areas of concern in our home. And we want to know that. And another thing is, in terms of repairs, what I learned from listening to you guys, it's not always like, you know, a $10,000 redo of the house. It can be little simple things that'll improve it. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's why every home is different. Your home isn't like your neighbor's. We all live in a little micro environment that our home sits in. Just outside our homes, every home is different outside because of how it's shielded from other homes, how the winds come past it. It's all affected by
outdoor. Where it could be on the hill. I mean, on the lot,
you're
wash.
Sitting in an unusual situation.
The vegetation around your house.
The vegetation around your house. We're learning a lot more as time goes on. So everything is customized.
And, you know, listen to this, you guys. This company has been in existence for over 40 years, or is it
70.
60? Oh, my gosh. Time flies when you're having fun. Yeah. 70, but how can that be? Because we're all so young. But you said it. It's evolving. It's evolving technology. There's more crap in the air. Excuse me for being crass. But there is, and people are getting sicker. That's why I was so passionate when I met you and excited, and we had a three-hour lunch, because I wanted to know a lot to help people be aware of their own home and chairs and drapes could be making them and their children, their kids, very sick. Does the machine detect, like we have, of course, an eco pest control, because I have a phobia about scorpions and it's not worth it to me to see it. My home smells like peppermint after they leave. I mean, I'm serious. And believe me, this guy, Nick, will tell you for 3 hours what he's doing that's ecologically friendly to have pest control.
We will be able to tell you if that is going to have a negative effect on your well-being.
Okay. And your pets? Pets are sicker. Pets are sicker. Every vet I talk to says pets are sicker with weirder maladies than ever.
Your pets nowadays seem to spend most of their time indoors, and that's where they're getting it.
They're getting sick. It's either that or their food. So that's another thing. I'm on a tear about that, about how to get our pets healthier. And it's, you know, they have thyroid issues. They have diabetes. I mean, and when people say to me, oh, it's just because we can detect more, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. We had dogs. They weren't sick. They lived for 10 or 15 years. They never had any of that. Thyroid problems in the dog? No. It's the contamination of food and air quality, says Dr. Murphy, darling.
I agree with you.
Do you have any other stories that you want, or a story that stands out that you'd like to share that was an aha or something you felt really good about, besides our Megan Reagan, who we're making famous? She's got to come on a show. I'm begging her.
Tim, why don't you tell them about the lady in Scottsdale, Arizona, whose husband begged us to keep his marriage together.
Not an exaggeration. We have about 2 minutes, so do you go, Tim.
So, yeah, customer up in Scottsdale, Arizona. Ladies never feels good, has lots of chemical sensitivities. Kids have chemical sensitivities. This lady's had a big mold remediation. Who knows if they ever really even found mold in the house. Spending lots of money. Finally, we get a call. Will you come test our house? Gary and I drive up there. We spend probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours with this lady in her home.
No, she never went in the home that day. She stayed outside.
Right.
She wouldn't go in the home.
That was on the follow-up, the performance testing.
Right, right. Okay.
So this lady hadn't been living in her home for 2 months.
Yeah.
She's living in a hotel.
And it was a home that really meant a lot to them. I remember this story.
It's a multi-million-dollar home in Scottsdale, Arizona.
And she wouldn't live in it. So at least she was in a nice hotel. 1 minute.
So, yeah. Well, make a long story short, we do our basic testing. It's just, like we said, the three basic things: pressure management, ventilation, better filtration. We corrected it, did follow-up performance testing. Probably one of the best follow-up tests I've ever seen.
Yes.
And she cried when she came in the house.
Correct. She was...
I remember the story.
Crying and saying she could almost tell immediately when she got in her house that things were better, things are different.
And she moved back into the multi-million-dollar home. So this was a great five-minute interview. Everybody, russetsouthwest.com, Facebook, Russet Southwest Corporation. Connect with Gina Murphy Darling or Mrs. Green's World. I'll tell you how to connect with them. Carrie Summers from the Fashion Revolution next week, and Larry Weigel about the Raptor Protection Program from DEP. You guys, make it a great green, healthy, breathing week. Thanks for being here and for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.